OSHA says dozens of workers are killed in the U.S. each year by heat-related illnesses. OSHA's Dr. David Michaels has a few tips.
Water, rest, shade. If outdoor workers take these precautions, it can mean the difference between life and death.
Michaels says most outdoor workers who die of heat-related illnesses are in their first week on the job and have not had time to adjust to the conditions. Michaels says OSHA is working with companies to train their outdoor employees on how to stay safe in the heat. Cleveland Clinic physician Tom Tallman says the first signs of heat-related illnesses are dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. And Tallman says high humidity also poses a danger to outdoor workers and the general public.
Anytime their relative humidity is predicted to be 60% or greater, that's the humidity where you're going to sweat and it just isn't going to cool you off. In other words, you're going to sweat greater than the air can absorb it.
Like OSHA's Michaels, Tallman recommends water and shade or indoor air conditioning to fight heat-related illness.
Like in the emergency department, we might bring in somebody and put them in an area where we can turn a fan on them and spray them with water. Then you've got evaporation and convection helping to cool the body off.
Dr. Louis Ussolini, director of the National Weather Service, says more extreme heat is expected this summer, and workers and employers should prepare.
Heat is a silent killer, unlike such hazards as damaging winds or flooding. Many people often don't even recognize they are in trouble until they need medical assistance.
High temperatures in central Ohio all of this week are expected in the lower 90s, with heat indices topping 100.